Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's the last Friday of the month. Isn't
Nice.
that crazy?
That's so weird.
How is your February?
I mean, when we're recording this, it hasn't started yet. But I'm gonna manifest that it was a great February and it was the best I ever had.
I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
I've got some special announcements that are coming out in
So excited.
February. So look forward to that. We can't announce it on air yet because I don't want to jinx it. That sounds fucked up, but it's true. I
Yeah.
want to wait till I'm waiting to tell everybody.
Yeah. It's
So,
kind of hard if you do it like ahead of time and then it's
yeah.
just out there in the cloud.
Yeah. Just causing bad juju.
Yeah. I'm so excited for the announcement though.
Me too. So yeah, I'm assuming February is gonna be good.
Me too.
And then after that, we have
March.
March Madness,
And then April.
and then your favorite
And then
month.
my favorite month.
I think April's pretty good, but that's Fuji's birthday. It's my
Oh,
anniversary. It's Earth Day, which is Fuji's
Fuji's birthday.
birthday. April's pretty good. I like
April is
April.
good.
Yeah. Is it April or is it March that has Easter?
I think it's
March?
March.
No, March is St. Patrick's Day.
So April.
It's gotta be April, right? I can't fucking
I
remember.
don't know. It's one of those that switches all the time, so I
Yeah.
never know for sure.
Yeah. Easter's fun though.
Easter is fun.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't know why we celebrate. I do know why we celebrate. I don't know why we celebrate the way that we do.
Yeah, with eggs and rabbits.
Yeah, that shit makes no sense to me.
Sure is fun though.
Yeah. Who thought of that? It's probably the church to like get kids involved, but like, why?
Yeah, just don't get
It
it.
makes no sense. I guess it's better than Jesus, baby Jesus, naked baby Jesus coming into your home and delivering presents. That's
Throws
pretty
candy out, do you?
weird too,
That
so.
is very weird. He's in one of those baby walkers.
He's Jesus. He doesn't need one.
That's true. He can walk.
He can walk on water. He can do anything. Even as a baby. My God.
God.
We're going to hell.
Instead of putting out like rabbit decorations, you put up little baby Jesus everywhere.
You put up little baby Jesus, little footies for him
Yeah.
instead of reindeer food.
Aww.
Put out little bottles of milk.
I'm switching this holiday up. That's what we're gonna do from now
We're
on.
talking about Christmas and Easter right now. We're all over the place. All right.
That's fine.
Well, happy Pearson Fridays, y'all. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
Oh, we are Unholy Gospel Girls.
Yeah.
That was weird. I'm sorry. I've been very out of it. Do you have any other hot goss? Hot, piping hot goss?
I don't have any hot goss
I
today.
like your necklace.
Oh, thank you.
It's very
It's
green.
from
Anastasia.
Anastasia. The back says together in Paris.
Aww, I love it.
Thanks.
I knew that was from Anastasia, not because I remember it from the movie, but because I was looking up gift ideas for you one time
Oh, really?
on like Etsy or something, and I saw that
That's where I
necklace on
got
there.
it.
Wow.
It came from Italy.
Wow.
Took a long time to get here.
That's
I
crazy.
ordered it before Christmas.
Wow.
Speaking of things I ordered before Christmas, I do have hot goss.
Yes.
So we're having like our little, we were supposed to have our little holiday get together, like
Around the
around
holidays.
the holidays. But so I ordered your gift. Came broken because there was no protection on it. Did I already tell the story on here?
I don't think so.
Okay. So they sent me this thing. Broken because there's it was just like in a box, like a thin little box. And I'm like, hey, this is broken. First of all, they're like, is this still useful to you? We can refund you like $8. And I was like,
Oh my
no, it's a
God.
gift for someone, so no.
Is it still useful?
And so then they're like, okay, send it back, but make sure you bubble wrap it so it doesn't break anymore.
Like, what are they gonna do with it?
Yeah, and also, you should have bubble wrapped it,
Yeah, for sure.
dummies.
Ugh.
And then the present for Shirley.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's up with that.
I think you did. Did you give up on it?
I haven't yet because he did email me yesterday.
Oh.
But I don't know. Because he keeps being like, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then he doesn't get back to me until I message him again.
Jeez.
So I'm going to wait until the day of our thing.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't have it, physically have it by then, I'm canceling because I'm mad. I'm sick of this.
It's been forever.
It really has.
It's been a very long time.
Almost a month.
Dicking you around. Like, it's fucked right? up.
So mad.
And he's a seller on Etsy. And he was like, weeks after you ordered, he was like, whoops, I forgot to put my shop on vacation. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not your fault.
Yeah. Like, sir. How was I supposed to know?
Like, if you're on vacation, put your fucking shop on vacation. Come on.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, though.
Maybe we'll just keep postponing it. We'll have it in, like, the middle of August. The summer.
We'll do a my birthday / holiday celebration.
Maybe we'll have it in May. Aww. Maybe we'll do that for Easter.
We should.
Baby Jesus and Christmas presents.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
My new favorite holiday.
Okay, well, should we get started?
I guess.
Okay. What do we got?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about Area 51.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
So, Area 51 is the common name of a highly classified United States Air Force facility located within the Nevada Test and Training Range, a remote detachment administered by Edwards Air Force Base. The facility is officially called Homey Airport.
What?
Or Groom Lake.
I like Homey Airport.
It's my Homey Airport. Details of the facility's operations are not made public, but the USAF,
mm-hmm.
the United States All-Stars Federation, is a thing that was in my life for a long time. Okay. So I always want to call it the USASF, but it's not. It's the USAF.
Air Force.
Yes.
Yep.
But the USAF says that it is an open training range and is commonly thought to support the development and testing of experimental aircraft and weapon systems.
Okay.
USAF acquired the site in 1955 primarily for the flight testing of the Lockheed U-2 aircraft.
Hmm. Like Lockheed Martin?
I think so.
Weird. Have you seen that SNL sketch? Probably not, because I haven't shown it to you, because you don't watch SNL sketches on YouTube like I do. But there's one about hard seltzers, and it's like these three guys that are on the show, and they're like in their dressing room or whatever, and they're like, hey, you want a hard seltzer? And they pull it out. It's like, JCPenney. I got it from JCPenney. It's like JCPenney's brand.
Oh, I think I have seen that.
He's like, what does it taste like? Oranges? And he's like, no, it tastes like belts. Oranges. And then he's like, oh, I brought some too from Jiffy Lube. They're just talking about how everybody is making their own hard seltzer, like making fun of Bud Light and stuff.
It's true, though. I would get the JCPenney one.
Tastes like belts?
Yeah. I love leather.
Oh, that's a really funny sketch.
The intense secrecy surrounding the base has made it the frequent subject of conspiracy theories and a central component of UFO folklore. Area 51 is located in the southern portion of Nevada, 83 miles northwest of Las Vegas. The surrounding area is a popular tourist destination, including the small town of Rachel on the extraterrestrial highway.
What? I had no idea it was that close to Vegas.
Yeah, it's like right there.
Wow. We'll have to go there.
We should.
Whenever we go to Vegas.
We totally should. Break in. This intrigued me. It is not known why Area 51 is called Area 51.
What?
We don't know. We just call it that.
It's the 51st Air Force Area.
Maybe. Okay, here are some theories.
Okay.
An extraterrestrial ship crashed in Roswell and was transported there.
Uh-huh.
The 1947 crash of a disc-shaped aircraft in Roswell kicked off UFO speculation worldwide. There have been a number of rumors about the disc. Roswell rules.
And you go there all the time.
I've been there twice.
Oh, I thought you went like every year.
No, we did for 2 years. Oh. And then
COVID.
It's awesome.
So it's like a tiny little town that's very UFO centric.
There's aliens everywhere. I had a cute picture on my Instagram of like a donut shop that had aliens on it.
Aww.
There's a UFO museum, which is just really cool.
Yeah.
I just love it there.
It's just very kitschy and it cute. It rules,
yeah. I want to live there.
I want to go there. And
we should see go. It.
Yeah.
Go on vacation.
How far of a drive is it?
Not that bad. I don't know exactly.
It's like, what, 3.5 hours just to get to New Mexico from here, I think.
Is it?
That's like the border of New Mexico, yeah.
We'll have to look it up on MapQuest.
Yeah, maps.com and print it out.
Yeah.
Directions and not use our phones.
I'll go buy a map at the map store.
Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. You could have an atlas.
You just look really close at the picture of Earth.
Globe.
Spinning. It like attaches to your dashboard like a phone. Oh my god.
That's so stupid.
Oh, you'd have to look so close. Oh my god. We should do that though.
Okay.
Okay, here's another theory.
Okay.
Area 51 reverse engineers alien spacecraft.
Oh, interesting.
Bob Lazar. I thought his name was Laser, which is like way cooler.
Yeah.
Lazar, a controversial figure in the scientific community, claims to have worked for a period of time at a secret military base at S4, which he said is several miles south of Area 51.
Okay.
According to Lazar's claims, he saw flying saucers that... Oh, God. Oh, God. I made the keyboard show up.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry. No!
Uh-oh.
Okay. According to Lazar's claims, he saw flying saucers that were powered by element 115 years before it was discovered by man.
Okay.
This is like some kind of chemical thing that he discovered in 2003, I think.
For the periodic table of elements? Like that element 113?
Perhaps. Okay. I don't know. I just know it was 2003. That's all the research I did.
Cool.
Stop! I don't want to type!
It's telling you should.
So sorry. Go away. Okay. Lazar claims he is still being tracked and monitored by the U.S. government 30 years after he exposed Area 51 to the world, according to media reports.
Whoa.
Another theory, extraterrestrials are kept hostage there.
Uh-huh. I believe that.
Yeah. In conjunction with the alien spacecraft, that conspiracy theorists believe that Area 51 extraterrestrials are also believed to be located there, including ones that are supposedly held hostage.
Aww.
Poor babies.
You think they would hold them hostage, or would they would most likely just kill them?
I would think they would study them
dead
and then kill them.
I think they'd study them dead.
That makes more sense.
I think people are way too afraid to let them survive, because who knows if they're like submitting brainwaves to go get their buddies to come save them.
Maybe there's like some war going on and they're like prisoners of war.
Oh, they're like, hey, I'm gonna keep you here, but if your people come, we're gonna kill you.
Or they like send out radio messages like, we have Zipzorp, you better stay away or we'll kill him.
Oh my god. Okay.
Anyway, in a 2018
Netflix
documentary, Lazar said that he was walking down a hallway at S4 and for an instant saw a small window, or Sorry, a keyboard showed up again. Saw a small gray extraterrestrial between two men in a lab coats through a small window. Stop. Lazar claimed that he was told by a guard to stop looking and move along.
Mm.
Guards.
How could you stop looking?
I know. I'd be like knocking on the window. Pull
out your Nokia Razor flip phone or whatever.
Film it. Another theory, alien autopsies have been performed there.
I believe that.
Conspiracy theorists also believe that following the supposed extraterrestrial spacecraft that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, the dead bodies of the aliens aboard were taken to Area 51 and dissected.
I believe that.
That sounds logical.
Very likely.
In the mid-1990s, a fuzzy black and white film supposedly showed a team of scientists and doctors cutting open one of the beings, and it was aired on TV.
What?
Eventually, this footage was proven to be a hoax after the producers came out and said they had faked the autopsy. Oh. Or were they told to say that?
Oh. Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting. But why was it fuzzy?
Because it was, like, supposed to be taking place back then.
Mm.
Like, old-timey.
Oh, like, really old footage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuji's having a dream and he's kicking my foot.
Aww.
It's really cute.
He's dreaming that he's running from aliens.
He's dreaming that he's running, period.
Oh.
Because he can't.
Poor baby.
I know. So cute.
Another theory, Area 51 is home to the government's mysterious black helicopters.
Okay.
The government has tested secret aircraft at Area 51, including the Cold War spy plane, the SR-71 Blackbird. However, conspiracy theorists believe the military base is also the home of the government's black helicopters. Black helicopters, which first appeared in news reports in the 1970s, are commonly associated with cattle mutilation, toxic chemical releases over various neighborhoods, and other supposed activities conducted by the U.S. government.
Why cattle mutilation?
I do not know.
Okay.
I have no idea. The government is whack.
Yeah.
Always doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Whenever I went and visited my cousin for Christmas, he was telling me some interesting conspiracy theories that he 100% believes. One of them was about the vapors of jet engines.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how you see the like, stripe in
chemtrails?
The sky? Yeah. He's like, what do you think is in there? And I was like, probably not what you think is in there.
Water?
I was like, dude, if they're, like, planning to poison us slowly, they would put it in our water.
Yeah.
They already put so much shit in there. And he was like, how do you know about that? I used to work at a water plant. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I think it's pretty common knowledge that they have been putting fluoride in our water since like forever because people have terrible teeth. And he was just like, wait. He was like, there was a lot. He was a lot, but I had a lot of fun.
Sounds like a fun person.
He's a lot of fun. I laughed a lot. I laughed so hard ever since I had COVID last year. If I laugh too deeply, it's like this really guttural, like almost like I have a smoker's cough noise. And once it starts, it's like really hard for me to stop it. It's like even the smallest little chuckle will make it start.
Oh no.
So I was like doing that, like hacking up a lung every time he made me laugh, which was constantly.
Aww.
So that was fun.
I love it. So the last theory I have is the government controls the weather from Area 51.
Oh.
One other popular claim from conspiracy theorists is that the government has set up shop to control the area, the weather at Area 51.
Okay. How?
That's, I don't know.
Why?
That's all I have on that.
If they did, they'd do a better job of it.
Yeah. Like, they're making us suffer.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah. I think that's not true because I think they would have it probably more moisture.
Yeah.
So that, because whenever there's like a lot of forest fires and other bullshit natural disasters that happen from droughts, like, the government helps pay for that.
Yeah.
And they don't like paying for stuff.
Just make it rain over there.
Yeah. They would.
They should.
If they could.
Yeah, that's but true.
I don't believe that one.
No.
Even a little bit.
Definitely the aliens, though.
Yeah, for sure. Every single one of those with it. All the rest of them that you said.
So here are some actual facts about Area 51.
Okay.
Warning. These are pretty boring.
Oh.
U-2 planes, which flew over around Area 51, could fly 20,000 feet higher than commercial planes, confusing many airplane pilots who saw them.
Okay.
According to documents declassified in 2007, in the 1950s and 1960s, Area 51 was home to a top-secret Cold War-era program known as Oxcart, which aimed to develop a spy plane that would be undetectable in the air and could be used for information-gathering missions.
Huh.
Area 51 had to be expanded because the Oxcart took almost 200 miles to turn around because of its high speed.
Oh.
So, if you look at, like, aerial shots of it, there's a runway that's, like, very long.
Okay.
Extremely long.
Hmm.
So, that probably is what that is.
Mm.
The Archangel 12 was eventually developed at Area 51.
Oh.
The A-12, I guess that's his nickname, could travel at speeds of more than 20,000 miles an hour and take clear pictures of objects on the ground from an altitude of 90,000 feet.
I wonder what that is compared to, like, whenever you are just go on an airplane as a normal person.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder how fast those go. I have no idea.
I don't know. I should have wrote that down for comparison.
I'm sure it's really fast. I'm wondering. That's crazy. If you're going that fast, you can take clear pictures. How?
I have no idea. And it's 90,000 feet.
Wow. That's impressive.
Other well-known aircraft tested there include the A-12 successor. I got stuck on that word. Successor, the SR-71 Blackbird,
okay,
as well as the F-117 Nighthawk Stealth Fighter. I don't know how they read these numbers.
I don't know.
That's how I read these numbers. In the late 1960s, at the height of the Vietnam War, personnel began evaluating covertly obtained foreign aircraft at Area 51. Test pilots flew these found aircraft or their reverse-engineered recreations in mock sorties.
Okay.
What's a mock sortie?
I have no idea.
In and around the airspace of the Nevada site.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. We will take a break.
All right. We'll take a break really quick, and then we'll come back with some more Area 51 facts. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
We're back.
At it again.
At Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme is so good.
We should go.
They close early, remember? Like, all the time. Every time we want to go there, it's always too late.
That's true.
If it's nighttime, they're closed.
Sucks.
Same as Menchie's.
You know, what's it called? Dunkin' Donuts?
Mm-hmm.
They close at 2 p.m.
What the fuck?
Because they don't have workers, I guess.
Oh. Wait, did they open that Dunkin' already? What do you mean, Dunkin'?
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts?
Just kidding. That's the one across the street. The Krispy Kreme they're putting in up down Powers.
Never mind.
We don't have a Krispy Kreme yet.
JK, okay.
JK, Dunkin' Donuts is good too.
It is at 2 p.m.
That's bullshit.
So I didn't know what to call this section.
Okay.
But this is basically the Pentagon admission versus what Bob Lazar said.
Interesting. Okay.
So more than 40 years ago, Bob Lazar appeared on the news under the name Dennis. He was hiding himself.
Okay.
And made some extraordinary claims. He alleged that the U.S. military was secretly studying alien technology out in the Nevada desert near a base that is now well known all over the world as Area 51.
Uh-huh.
Months later, when his identity was revealed, Bob Lazar said he worked at a secret facility near Groom Lake, where alien technology was being reverse engineered.
Hmm.
He said, quote, The craft I worked on, that when it's going to travel a long distance, that is how it operates. It puts its belly to the target and then brings all the amplifiers to power, and you know it shoots off in that direction. It doesn't fly as it would in a science fiction movie. It flies with the belly, the bottom forward. So basically like a disc that would go like that. So like kind of rotate so the bottom is pointing to where it's going.
But if it's a flat disc, wouldn't that be like not very high aerodynamic?
I think it's like sticks out the bottom.
Okay.
But no, that would not be very aerodynamic. But they must know something we don't.
About air.
Yeah. So that's what he said 40 years ago.
Okay.
In 2017, the Pentagon released a video of an unknown aircraft called the Gimbal UFO off the coast of Florida. The Gimbal video shows the object flying in a way very similar to the way Bob Lazar described. You'll have to find that video.
Yeah.
But it's like a disc, kind of disc-shaped thing that like goes like that to fly. And then it's so weird, but the thing like rotates and then the video cuts off.
Huh.
Which obviously they didn't stop recording, so what did they not want us to see?
Yeah. Interesting. And the Pentagon released that?
Yeah.
Saying that it was a UFO?
Uh-huh. Well, they don't know what it is.
Yeah. So
it's unidentified.
Yeah. UFO is a very broad term.
Yeah. So they're not saying it's an alien.
They're just saying like they don't know what it is.
Yeah. Which it could be anything, but...
Could it?
It's more fun to believe it's alien.
Sounds very specific.
It could be like some North Korea...
Weird. Yeah. Spy technology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have no idea. But aliens is more fun.
Yes, it is.
And of course, I had to include the section about the raid.
Yes. So that happened right before COVID or during COVID?
Before COVID.
Okay. I remember me and my dad made some t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I stormed Area 51 and all I got was a stupid human.
You should make one that says, I stormed Area 51 and all I got was shot. Oh,
God.
I would wear that. In 2019, Maddie Roberts created a Facebook event as a joke. The event was called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. The description was, let's see them aliens. Within days, almost a million people signed on.
Oh my God.
Air Force spokeswoman Laura McAndrew said the government would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces.
Yeah.
Obviously. Two music festivals in rural Nevada, Alien Stock and Storm Area 51 Base Camp, were subsequently organized to capitalize on the popularity of the original Facebook event.
Okay, so the music festivals sound fun.
Yeah, I would go to that.
Storming Area 51
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in the middle of everyone and they all get shot before me.
I'll be like, I'll be the person on the sideline videotaping it all for posterity.
I'll be over here. I'll be several thousand miles away over here.
I'll be the person selling t-shirts.
I'll be the headliner at Alien Stock.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Between 1,500 and 3,000 people showed up to the festivals. Well, over 150 people made the journey over several miles of rough roads to get near the gates of Area 51.
Just 150?
Yeah. Oh. Of the millions who said they were going,
yeah,
150 did it.
Wow, I thought it was more.
7 people were reportedly arrested at the event.
Wow. Unsurprising.
Okay, my sources are Wikipedia. I wrote redacted because I don't want to cite them because I hate them. For the next one.
Okay.
So just write redacted.
Okay.
Britannica.
Okay.
And an article on Time by Jasmine Aguilera.
Aguilera.
Ooh, Christina's sister.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, good job.
Thank you. That was fun.
That was fun. I love aliens.
Me too.
I don't love them as much as you because you love them a lot.
I do love them a lot.
I just love them casually in passing.
You're a casual alien fan.
Yeah, I don't think about them too much.
I do.
But whenever I hear podcast stories about alien abductions, they're the ones that scare me the most.
Oh, yeah.
Like true crime, scary, but I like to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Other like cryptids and stuff, those are just plain entertaining.
Yeah.
And alien ones, I get so fucking scared.
Some of them are so detailed, like the stuff they say.
Yeah.
Those are always my favorite episodes of Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
And they would do alien abductions.
You should cover some.
I should. I did.
You should cover some more. I should.
I'll have to re-listen to the episode so I don't redo them.
Oh, yeah. I know. I did whenever I was doing the Bermuda Triangle, one of the disappeared ships sounded a lot like the disappeared abandoned ship that you covered. And I was like, is this the same one? It wasn't. I had to look
it up.
It just be happening. So I'm going to have to definitely make a list of all of our episodes because we have a lot now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're forgetful.
We are.
It's been, what, a year and a half since we started?
So oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on over
here. We can do like a spreadsheet that we can all
edit. I was thinking about that. I could make one on Google Sheets if you guys have Gmail.
Yeah, I do.
That's easy. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I could do that in my sleep.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll work on it tonight in my sleep. All right, well, follow us on social media. We're Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us your Area 51 conspiracy theories at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com and become a paid subscriber for the low, low price of $4.99 a month by clicking on the link in the description, and you will get special ad-free bonus episodes on the 1st and 15th of every single month.
Worth it.
Worth it. And actually, the next episode coming out is a bonus episode. So.
Yeah. It's a really fun one, I promise.
Yeah. It's going to be hilarious. I can't wait. But for all you regular folks, we'll see you guys next Friday.
Goodbye. Bye.